Hello everyone, welcome to 4630. Hello Stephen, you alright?
Yeah, I think so.
You've been brewing today.
You look
a wee bit wet.
I'm soaking.
Why, what happened?
Well, just at the very end of the brew, a little bit overflowed.
Alright, okay. So that's why the floor is quite wet downstairs.
Yeah, I got pretty wet. But you know what? We brewed a beer today using...
Is that a technical term? Brewed?
Brewed.
We brewed a beer.
Using organic floor malted Maris Otter.
Okay.
And some lovely organic Nelson Sauvin hops and some organic jumbo oats and organic floor malted wheat.
How much, you know, those big bags of oats you got downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Could you eat those in your porridge?
Yeah.
And how much are they?
For a big 25
bag like
kilo
that.
Bag?
Yeah.
I think it's probably about £25.
God, it's worth it, isn't it?
They're very good value for porridge in the house, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But so what will you bring today?
A table beer, a kind of low ABV, 3.5% beer.
Right, that's similar to the stuff of yours I was drinking over Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved that.
Oh, good. Yeah, the table beers, that was a really light one.
Really light. I mean, you know I don't drink at the moment at all. So my drinking over Christmas was pretty much... I only really drank your stuff, and it was. I thought it was amazing all the way through. I really enjoyed it.
I've not had anything to drink this year.
Well, neither have I.
Okay.
Have you really not had anything to drink this year?
Yeah. And
do you feel any different?
I feel irritated with not drinking.
Right. Okay. I know what you mean.
But the only reason...
Thinking, sorry, carry on. Go on.
Well, the only reason I've not had anything to drink is because we've not had the bar or the shop open, so I've not ordered any new stock in. But new stuff arrived today, and 9 or 10 new beers from this cyclic beer farm place in Spain. So I've now got a pile of about 20 things that I need to drink.
Right,
so
okay.
So I'm quite pleased.
Well, we're hoping to put on a Jochen Thon Can show here, aren't we?
Yes.
And also James Yoxton and the Second Hand Orchestra show later in the year.
Yes.
So I'll maybe have a beer with you then.
And that's a good point. Before we play any songs.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the difference between... you said your stuff was organic, but surely... Is it rare for beers to be organic?
Yeah, it is. There's hardly any organic beer around.
Why is
that?
Most
of it's pesticide stuff.
No. You're telling me that Red Stripe's got chemicals in it?
All of these
There's
craft
no way
brewers,
Red Stripe's
any,
got chemicals,
any craft right. brewers who are listening
yeah.
are probably spending most of the time giving their money to pesticide. You should just give money to pesticide companies.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope they sleep at night.
If Red Stripe's got chemicals in it, tell me this. Why, when you wake up, do you feel as if you've been kicked in the head repeatedly by a donkey? Oh, no, hang on, maybe... Maybe that is the pesticides. Oh man, I can't stand that stuff.
But all the natural wine places get on their high horses about organic things, and then at the same time they drink pesticide beers.
Pesticide beer. That's a good name for a band. Oh, I read pesticide beer. This one's called Buying Oats Wholesale. We used to buy cereal. Well, I say we. My folks used to buy cereal wholesale when we were kids because there was 9 of us. And we had to eat the cereal. It didn't make any sense buying cornflakes packets individually. So we'd buy massive boxfuls. And it was just one huge loose thing of Rice Krispies or cornflakes, whatever. And at the beginning, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, you just dunk your bowl in and it'd be full of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be amazing. You'd go and have a massive bowl of cereal covered in sugar. But after a couple of weeks, man, all the spiders got in and stuff. And it was tricky times. Really tricky times. And also, by the end, it was just the fluff.
Yeah, exactly.
The sawdust. Yeah. You know, you were just eating some Rice Krispies sawdust and spider web.
The value from it's never as good because there's always stuff left over at the end.
Yeah. But, you know, we fed that to the pig, so... That the bad stuff at the end just got fed.
Did you have a pig?
Yeah, we had a pig, yeah.
And then, but wait, did you eat the pig?
We had a pig and we had a donkey at one stage and we had chooks as well at some stage. I didn't eat the pig, but my folks did, my brothers and sisters, yeah.
Eventually?
Yeah, I remember we put it in the car. Because pigs are quite bright. And we put it in the van we had, which was a Volkswagen, a Type 2 Volkswagen. And we took it to the abattoir and it got killed, and then we got the
Got the meat.
We got the meat back. Yeah, and my mum said when she got back, she said, "Well, I'm never doing that again."
Did she feel bad?
Well, it was closed, so the guy who was leaving just gave her an axe, so she just had to take it out on the pig. Stay there, Humphrey. This won't hurt a minute. I am bad. That was quite the event. No, but we never had another one after that.
I'm going to play Velvet Underground.
Good.
Ocean. Because we've never played any Velvet Underground before.
I don't think we have.
And then I wanted to ask you why the song has never been released.
Okay.
Or never came out on when they were around.
Okay. It's good so far.
It's got a quiet start.
love your strong and brawny arm, your glossy hide of ebon, your pretty little freehold farm, your purse that wears the ribbon. I can endure your charming spell, for you are still a man, a lady may admire right well. My darling Tommy Tanner, the planter in his mood of sin still has an eye to cast on a buxom comely island gin, to whom he fastens fast on. And you're a planter, though you're black, you swear to love. How can a white girl turn on you her back? Dear wealthy Tommy Tanner, were you from Queensland ever bound, but sugar cane would perish. I love the country, I love you, come to my arms, the lanner you'll find me come.
Ah, there we go. So, that Velvet Underground. Oh, hang on. That track there you just heard was a lady called Cathy O'Sullivan. No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. And it's a track called Kanaka Love Song. And it's from an album I got probably 25 years ago called While the Billy Boils, A Panorama of Australian Folklore. And all it says about it is, the tropical heat of the north of Australia was too much for the white settlers. So-called Kanaka labourers were press-ganged to work the fields in conditions close to slavery. Gosh, I wonder if Kanaka is an extremely derogatory term for someone that I don't know about.
It might be.
If it is, I apologise to anyone who's blundered into my ignorance. And then what was that you played before?
It was Velvet Underground's Ocean from that VU album that came out in 1985. And I was thinking about asking you about why that happens. Why, see, that's one of my favorite Velvet Underground songs, but why do entire albums worth of material get shelved?
Well, I thought that stuff and the stuff from the other album that came out a few years later or a few years before that, of other unreleased stuff, I thought it got shelved because it wasn't very good. That is my opinion of it. If you take those two LPs, Another View and... what's that one called?
VU and Another View.
VU and Another View. I think if you put them together, you'd have the worst Velvet Underground album. I think. That's my opinion of it.
Mm, okay.
The stuff like Andy's Chest and what's the other one? The one on that... It's not for me. It just sounds like the songs aren't very good. But having said that, I know that a lot of the songs went on to be done in Lou Reed solo albums.
Yeah.
And they were really good on Lou Reed solo albums. Maybe the atmosphere wasn't there, maybe the vibe wasn't there. On that song you played just there, Ocean, for me, only good bit is when Moe's drums come in really loud at the end. Mm. The rest of it, I just think it's badly mixed, and it just...
It's badly mixed.
It just doesn't have the vibe.
But that one, I think that version of Ocean is probably not the best version of Ocean. But yeah, I think it's a brilliant song.
Did you see that 3-part documentary on Andy Warhol on BBC Two?
No.
It's probably still on BBC. It's probably still on the iPlayer. It's worth watching. Episode 1 is really good. Like, really good. Episode 2 is quite a lot of filler in there.
Is there stuff about Velvet Underground, isn't it?
Yeah, in episode 1, yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then episode 3 is not as good as 3, as 1, but better than 2. So out of 10, I'd give it 10, 5, 7. Added together, yeah, something out of something.
What are you going to play next?
I was going to play some Betty Swan, hang on.
Right, so earlier I was trying to ask you about the Sup with the Viper.
Yeah, that was last podcast, yeah.
Was that last podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it was this podcast.
Oh, was it? Okay. And what were you asking about?
But you never told me. When does the Sup with the Viper start again?
We've got three tours. Three tours coming up.
Yeah, you didn't tell me.
Well, the tours, they're actually happening. One of the places is in St. Andrews at the Bayer Theatre. Ah. Because the Adam Smith Theatre, which is traditionally the home of the Sup,
yeah,
was closed down for whatever. So refurbishment. So we haven't been able to do it.
Oh.
So we're doing this, we're doing Eden Court, which is up in Inverness. We're doing Eastgate Theatre in Peebles. We're doing Mareel, Shetland. And we're doing Bayer Theatre, St. Andrews. And there's two runs. One's in July, and it's Griff Rhys.
Uh-huh.
And he's with Breacher Campbell.
With Mel Smith?
No, no, no. And he's with, don't say that. That's an anti-Welsh joke.
Is it?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is it not? I think it was okay, Griff.
I think it was just a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose it probably was. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. An oft-told joke. An oft-told, not very funny joke. Yeah, yeah. And Selena Godden. And then the one in September is Josie Long with Catherine Joseph and Jeffrey Lewis, which is an extraordinary lineup of acts. I mean, they're all sort of... So I'm really looking forward to them both. And they're both selling very, very fast. And then I've got two in Edinburgh called To Sup at the Queen's. And they're held at the Queen's Hall. And they're coming up quite soon, actually.
And there's quite a lot. When do they start?
In March and April.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And they're both in Edinburgh. Busy. So look them up if you want to come to Sup in Edinburgh. To Sup at the Queen's.
Are you performing at them as well?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing one of them. I'm doing a Jay Wright Presents set.
Ah.
Which is my electronic music guys. Yeah, yeah. And that's with myself and Kim Bray with Claire Archibald.
Which came out this week.
Yeah, and Andrew Wazalik with Liz Lockhead.
We should tell people on the podcast that you had an album out this week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now I released an album.
I mean, we're doing a podcast. A
couple of weeks ago, yeah, yeah.
We should.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Jay Wright Presents, the electronic record. It's on Bandcamp if you want it. Shall I play that Betty Swan thing?
Did she die today?
No, she didn't. That was
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis. Here we go, I think.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening by your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. and my dreams with your side. And after you've left me for a million years, then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. You must go, baby, I won't grieve, but just wait a lifetime before you leave. Then if you must go, I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Oh, baby, tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out,
thank you.
Brilliant. What was that, Stephen?
That's Phil Ranelin from Tribe Records, the Vibes from the Tribe. Well, an edit of Vibes from the Tribe.
I played a track. It's from an album called Do You Believe It? American Soul Music 1960 to 1972, a triple vinyl thing that came out on whatchamacallit records.
Mississippi
Records, that's the one. And the reason I'm actually going to read what it says in the booklet, and I have no idea who wrote the booklet, but I thought it was quite amusing, this bit. The song was called Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, and this is what it says. And it was Betty Swan. So it says, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye was written by John D. Loudermilk and first released as a tepid country record by Don Cherry in 1962. In the late 1960s, the Casinos had a hit with a square doo-wop version, as did middle-of-the-road country singer Eddie Arnold. Many other ugly versions of the song hit the top 40 charts over the years. These versions were performed by a rogues gallery of the worst musicians in the world. People like Andy Williams, Perry Como, Freddie Fender, and Glenn Campbell. Betty recorded this version in 1969. It's easily the best version ever, with James Brown trailing in second place. Which is pretty good.
It's not exactly a rogues gallery. I mean, those are all pretty
good.
But that guy, the guy that wrote that song,
the worst. Imagine if they were the worst musicians in the world. No, that was hilarious. I mean, the guy who wrote that is obviously young or cocksure, I suppose. one of t'other. Yeah, I'm going to play some reggae. Have you got something to say? Have you got something to talk about?
No, I was just going to say I thought that song was so incredible that I went online and started looking for it.
The Betty Swan.
Yeah,
absolutely,
I wanted to see if it came out.
Absolutely. No, it just makes, as you said when it came on, the problem with this kind of music is you just don't want to listen to anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, listen to that. That's the kind of music you want to be making. It just sounded incredible. Anyway, I'm going to play some Deborah Keese. This is a track called Traveling.
Thank you. happened to me. I found someone, you see. Oh yeah. No more lonely nights, no more ugly fights. And she makes me feel like a man. She makes me feel like a man. She makes me feel like a man again. So you can say a girl makes boy gives them lots of joy, a new sensation, a groovy situation. Girl makes boy gives them lots of joy, a new vibration, a groovy situation. This time I know it's for real. This is something I feel. Oh yeah. No more lonely nights, no more ugly fights. And she makes me love, love like a man. She makes me love, love like a man. She makes me love like a man again. So you can say a girl make boy gives him lots of joy, a new vibration, a groovy situation. Girl makes boy gives him lots of joy, a new sensation, a groovy situation. I know it's for real. This is something I feel. No more lonely nights, no more ugly fights. And she makes me love, love like a man. She makes me love, love like a man. She makes me love like a man again. So you can say a girl makes boy gives them lots of joy, a new sensation, a groovy situation. Girl makes boy gives them lots of joy, a new vibration, a groovy situation.
Is it recording? Yeah. Wait. Oh, so I got a request this week.
That was Keith Rowe with a Groovy Situation.
My pal, Jonathan, who lives... Why do people never say West Ireland or East Ireland?
But they do, of course they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
You know, I never hear that over here.
Well, what do you hear?
Just hear Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland.
Oh, I know, they definitely say it. So what song are you going to play?
That John Cale and Brian Eno, which I'd never heard before.
What's it called? So who's that? Sorry, who was that who asked for it? What was your friend's name?
Jonathan.
So that's Jonathan. This is a request for Jonathan. Mm. And it's John Cale and Brian Eno, Spinning Away.
Yeah.
This is also going to be the last song on the podcast. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have you got anything else to say, Stephen?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think I do either. I'm going to hang on. Let me just do this. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.
That was the farm all together now.
Bye.
Bye.